Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Who's getting the next round of vaccine first?
Me! Me!
You would, let's see, where'd we start? We could do the math on this, right? So first it was 75 plus, and then it was, 65 to 74. Mm-hmm. So who's next?
Oh.
AJ?
I'm going to say from 65 down.
From 65 down.
Right. Like 65 to 40.
Okay. So they did 75 plus and then a 10-year span of 65 to 74.
So I'm going to go from... I was told to be no math on this job. That's why I took it.
Ow, 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 ow.
That's my brain hurting, yes.
AJ's using his brain. Ow, 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 ow.
You see the smoke coming out? Like the new Pope here.
All right. So Connecticut frontline essential workers and those with pre-existing medical conditions that put them at a higher risk for COVID-19 complications
will
be the next eligible group to be vaccinated. Now, I thought frontline workers were already.
Yeah, I thought they were the first guys who got it.
In the front of the line.
Right. Front line, front line. These are rear front lines.
Are we still talking about frontline workers? Is this a different level of frontline workers?
I think there's got to be tiers, right?
Right.
I think it's people still going to the office. Like, there's a group of people still working from home. So I think it's like people who go in every day.
Actually, I think it's like grocery store workers.
They would get it before teachers?
We thought that a month ago. Did the teachers get it yet?
No. It keeps getting delayed.
Okay.
Give the teachers vaccines.
So someone should explain to us what the different tiers of frontline.
That'd be
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So first frontline was probably doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
Right?
Frontline.
Military, maybe.
All right. Super frontline.
Cops, firemen.
Mm-hmm. Regular frontline. Less than frontline.
Right. Middle line.
Middle line.
Back front line.
Red line.
Should we code it colors? Make it simple for us, please.
Please, because we're not smart.
Are there any frontline essential workers listening who haven't had the opportunity to get the shot? I know there's some folks who haven't gotten the shot because they don't want to get the shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so cops, firefighters, right?
I would think.
A lot of them got it already. I feel like they were the first phase, like the very first wave. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah. When they say frontline, I thought, wow, I thought we already got past this one.
All right, here's what the CT.gov website says. Healthcare personnel. So that's what we've already been through. Long-term care facility residents, medical first responders, individuals 65 and older, residents and staff of select congregate settings. Click here for more information.
Where does it say a 20-something mayor in Middletown? A 20-something-year-old mayor in Middletown. Is that... What part of the front line was that one?
It's written in crayon over here.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
So congregate settings include halfway homes, inpatient mental health facilities, corrections facilities, homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, substance use, and residential treatment facilities, along with others.
It's funny. You forget how many frontline people we have.
Yeah.
People who can't not go in.
Yeah, so many lines.
Chaz and AJ.
Dave the trash guy.
Hey.
Hey, We're considered essential frontline workers. We were told 2 to 3 weeks.
Nice.
Okay, great. All right, there's another element of frontline you don't think about.
Mm-hmm. Right, they got to come in all the time.
Have you ever seen, because you think, whatever.
Yeah.
Garbage, have you ever seen a city when the garbage people go on strike?
Yes, I do.
It's fast.
Yep.
It just collapses.
Piles.
Everything goes down.
Yep.
Everything. There's rats everywhere.
Yeah, bedlam.
Horrible smell.
Right.
People don't go in. The restaurants are like, what the hell?
Apocalypse.
Oh my God. Apocalypse.
Right. And a funny smell in the air.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
Be safe.
Right. So the website offers no information. Remaining phase 1B, scheduling information coming soon. Frontline essential workers. This final definition is forthcoming. They don't even know.
Yeah.
You might have favorite.
This is why we're confused.
Yeah, but I will say that of all of the confused rollouts of this, we're doing the less confused rollout. Connecticut has been seen as doing a very, very good job.
Right.
So. I know people in Florida trying and struggling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're in pretty good shape.
Every day I'm struggling.
Every day I'm struggling. 65 and above should be done in 10 days.
That seems fast.
Your mom should be getting close, Ash.
I hope so.
She's away right now.
She doesn't leave the house to do anything.
I don't blame her. She was on early in this whole process, and it's terrifying.
Very emotional.
According to the state's estimates, there are a total of 325,000 frontline essential workers, and those with pre-existing conditions under the age of 65 total about 350,000.
Okay.
What are the conditions, they say?
Again, at least we could take comfort that a 20-something-year-old mayor in Middletown got his shot months ago. So
right.
Very, very comforting to know
that. The anarchy in Middletown.
We were worried.
How do you go and talk to the cops or the firefighters? Or okay, how you guys doing out there? Good? Okay, I'll be over here.
Hi, it's the mayor talking.
If they can, in 1 year, create a vaccine for a 100-year pandemic, isn't it strange that we still have people on the planet putting glue in their hair?
Yes.
Please weird? Stop doing
it. Is that like two different, completely different groups of people? Like these people would never be at a barbecue together. Like there's just no way. If these people are, you get the vaccine people?
Yeah. Smart
right?
ones.
They could break down a virus, figure out how to stop it.
Isolate the whole nine yards.
And they did that quickly.
They did.
And it, within a year, we have the vaccine out. All right. Then we got those people. And then we got the people who say, I didn't know the glue was going to glue my hair.
Right.
To my head.
This is God,
to my head.
This is God's version of dumbass news.
Right.
You got, and you would have thought like, oh, the glue people will be like, yeah, stick me with the trial vaccine. I'll test it. And they were
right.
like, no, 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 no.
Yeah. I won't take that, but I'll put glue in my hair.
Yeah.
Or glue a Solo cup to my lip.
Right.
Did you hear about the new TikTok trend to pour hot wax all over your face?
Yep.
Coming up at 9:20.
Good way to get rid of all that unwanted hair.
Right. Yeah.
There with the glue people.
Oh, Phil, look for some audio on that one. There's got to be some good screams. All right, how much snow are we supposed to get? Hello? Does AJ know?
I do know. First of all, we have a winter weather advisor going off the whole state through tomorrow. It's going to begin this morning. It's going to be light to moderate
what
throughout the day.
What time this morning?
They said like late morning. So probably somewhere like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
All right, so nothing we'll deal with in the morning commute.
Exactly right. But what's going to happen, it's going to be light to moderate. So sometimes be like really light, almost like nothing's going on. And then other times seem like you know, it's kind of like a like not a heavy snowstorm, but you'll notice the difference. What's going to happen is going to happen throughout the overnight. When it's all said and done, we're talking 4 to 8 inches total throughout the state.
Depending on where you are?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm guessing the higher elements, you know, higher amounts be the higher parts of the state. That was not a flubble. That was me explaining things. We have to know what a flubble is. It's a fumble. Oh, no, that was a flubble right there. That was a flubble. You can click on that one.
Coined a new term, flumble.
It took a minute to say 4 to 8 inches. How much snow are we supposed to get?
4 to 8 inches.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to give the rundown of how it's going
right,
to work.
You're not going to be in the same room with the virus people, right? The people creating the vaccine.
I'm going to go glue my hair. Right.
Thank you. We love you very much.
It'll help with the coming weather.
Well, the wind won't blow it over.
Shut up!
That's another quarter?
Right.
I'm up to a dollar. Does it count if I'm provoked, though?
No.
I wasn't provoking. I was explaining stuff.
All right. A furniture store owner letting people stay to escape the cold. Have you seen what's going on in Texas?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, they can't handle it.
No.
I talked about this. I was in Dallas in 95, and I was... I got fired from my job on the network. I was on 39 different stations based out of Dallas.
They're a country song.
I got fired, and then Q104 in New York wanted me to do nights for them so that I had to fly in to do my interview. And it happened to be on a horrific snowstorm. Now, when I say horrific snowstorm, 2 inches of snow in Dallas, Texas, on highways that are made of concrete with no snow plows, no sanders, no nothing.
No four-wheel drive.
It's a horrific storm.
Yes. Might as well be 2 feet. Yeah.
Might as well be 2 feet.
Yep.
I'm driving in. I have four-wheel drive because I lived in New England.
Right.
I'm driving in, and there are. It looks like the scene coming out of Atlanta during The Walking Dead, just cars abandoned.
Right, yeah.
People like, help.
Oh, no.
I'm going, I got to fly to New York. You know, you're a cowboy. You can figure it out.
Yeah, get a horse.
Right.
Get a horse.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Right. You're tough people here. Come on, figure it out.
Texas,
it's 2 inches
tough.
Of snow.
Right.
What do we do?
So this is, what is this clip, AJ? It's a guy at a, is it Mattress Max? His name is Mattress.
That's what he goes by,
Mattress Max.
And he's making an offer to everybody.
Okay.
Come to Gallery Furniture. You can stay here all night. We'll be open continuously till this ice storm is over because so many people are without power. We've got blankets. We've got sweatshirts. We've got hot food. Come see us till the power gets back on.
Okay. That guy's a genius.
He's wearing a mask.
He sounds like he's drunk.
He's wearing a mask, probably.
But he's a genius.
Yes, he is.
He's going to have all these people sleeping on his mattresses.
Mattress
he's
mask.
Taking care of them.
Yep.
Ugh.
Hot food.
You build loyalty right there.
Yep.
That's genius.
He had a Solo cup glued to his lip. That's why he sounded.
I got my hair glued to my head.
A husband braves a snowstorm to get corn dogs for his wife. This happened in St. Louis, and this is a local news report.
Clear snow nearly as quickly as it falls in the Columbia Shopping Center. One of the people making a quick dash inside, truck driver Tom Cavins.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so dug the car out of the snow to grab some corn dogs for her. It's not like this is nothing new to me, really.
So the people laughing are the people... Behind the desk in the studio?
The people who are recording at the TV right now.
Yeah, that's a cell phone recording from the TV, definitely.
Okay. Right.
Her laugh was weird.
I know.
Sounded like a dog for a second.
Yeah.
My wife wanted some corn dogs for dinner, so dug the car out of...
Sounds like Muttley.
He does.
For dinner, so dug the car out of...
Obviously a smoker.
Oh, man. What kind of life do you have if you're going out in a horrific storm? Because your wife wants a corn dog.
She's A, very
like
hot.
Risking my life is a better option than sitting here with you and saying, I'm not getting you a corn dog.
Right. She's either very hot or very, very mean. It's one of the two. Either she's gorgeous
very
or
hot,
she's mean.
Is the corn dog your comfort food?
Yes.
I just want to watch her eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe she's both. Hot and
she
mean.
Wants a hot dog covered in batter.
Maybe that's what does it for her. That's an aphrodisiac for her.
Okay. My guess is, all right, you know what? It's less risk. My life is less in danger out in this storm than it is staying here telling her she's not going to have any corn dogs.
Exactly. All right, Big Ethel, I'll take care of it for you.
At least it's not like lentil chips. It's like, relax on the lentil chips. We can wait a couple days on those. Corn dogs is like, oh, I'm having some of those too. I'll be right back.
That's true.
Well, now, are these the regular size corn dogs or those little teeny mini cocktail wieners?
You heard the same report as us.
Yes, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Ashley has a mental ranking of which corn dogs are better.
Maybe try
those little ones are good.
I would risk Eric's life for the big ones.
Maybe
which one? The little ones?
I like the little ones.
Oh, you like the little ones.
Maybe don't hold your breath for 6 minutes anymore.
The little ones don't get as dry, the batter.
I would, pizza would be my thing. I think I would brave a storm to get pizza. Corn dogs.
I do like corn dogs.
Yeah,
fried pickles, definitely.
Just put a hot dog in a bun. It's fresh. It's not covered in oil. Let's do one more. These are horrible weather things. So with this storm coming in, this is designed to make you feel better about what we're going to get to.
Okay, good.
All right. A dog was sucked out of a house in North Carolina by a tornado.
Oh, no. This is sad.
Managed to find his way back home a few hours later.
AJ, that's a country song.
I don't know how this is not the top story everywhere. Like, how? First of all, the dog got sucked out the window.
Exactly. Yep.
Gone.
Yep.
Twirls around in a tornado, and you know, somewhere in that twirling of debris with the dog was dog poop.
Right.
There was flying dog poop flying around that dog.
And some lady on a bicycle.
The dog lands and lives and finds its way home.
Needed combing, obviously.
It followed the trail of poop.
Right.
Right. That's
like Hansel and Gretel.
How is this not the top story? Like, right. How am I not waking up to this?
How?
What is this clip here?
This is the owner.
The owner.
If I'd have waited even a second, me and my son would have been out the back door, and I didn't have time to grab Penny, and she went flying with my, you can see our mattress. I actually had a headboard, sheets, covers, all of that good stuff that went flying out with her. She was just bundled up in it. Once it was over, she was actually missing for a few hours.
And she had the mattress king.
Jesus.
Yep.
That is the most amazing thing.
Yep.
That's the one thing about living down there. You don't have to deal with winter, but weather can come in and take your life in a second.
Yep. Heartbeat.
Beautiful day. Sky turns purple. It's like a Prince song.
Exactly.
People running everywhere.
Right.
That poor dog is never going to sleep on a bed again. That's what it's going to associate. It's going to look up and just be like, no.
That dog
would
be. Right. That dog is going to be the best tornado detector.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to hear that thing blowing miles away and say, well, I'm under the bed.
Yeah. When it S's the carpet, you know what happened.
Yeah.
There's going to be a dog shape in the wall. It's just going to run through the house.
Right.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I wonder if in this twirl, the dog is like, is that a cow?
Cow.
Yeah. What is going on? Like, what?
Tanker.
Goes through the dog's mind.
Right.
It doesn't even like thunder.
The dog's like, wee. Look at my ears.
Right. Is it
wee!
Like, this is the greatest, like, right. Head out the car window
I was
ever?
Just going to say, dogs love that.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Sensory overload.
It sounded like someone's blowing into a beer bottle. The dog's nose.
Do you ever have a freak accident at the job or home or just driving down the road?
My life's a freak accident.
1-877-764-2535. Listen to this one. A wild freak accident.
Right.
A barber stabs himself.
Yeah. He's giving somebody a haircut, walks away from the guy for a moment. He's got his scissors in his hand. He trips over the carpet, lands on the floor, lands on his scissor, which is facing upwards, stabs himself in the chest.
Oh. I always wondered why, as a kid in school, they teach you to run with scissors pointing towards yourself. I guess that's like if you're that stupid.
So you don't injure anybody else?
It's to save the other person, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're that much of an
idiot.
We'd
rather have you go
take yourself out of the gene pool.
Some innocent person.
Right, who just was standing there doing something intelligent, yes.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, he stabbed himself in the chest, pulls.
Of course, they said don't run with scissors.
Don't run, no.
But they said when you walk with scissors.
Right, nothing but tripping.
Have them pointing towards yourself.
You have them pointing downwards, actually.
No, we were taught to hold them in your hand. Like the blades in your hand.
Wow.
So you only stab your hand.
Well, see, people got smarter over time.
Plus, oh.
I was like, I was never taught that.
Plus, they become opera glasses.
First, yeah. It was, well, we don't have to tell them anything.
Right.
They'll be smart enough to know.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
Run with scissors.
Yeah.
Oh, they're running with scissors.
Everything that now has a warning label is the reason why, because someone did something stupid.
Right.
At one point, nothing had warning labels on him.
All right, so what happened here?
So he ended up, he falls, he stabs himself in the chest, he pulls the scissors out, and he didn't even realize he did it at first. He has to look at him, he's like in shock.
How do you not feel that?
He's like, didn't realize how much he was wounded, and he was just kind of like started resuming his stuff, and like a customer
he
like,
got back to the haircut?
He was about to, yeah. So
oh, I didn't.
We have the customer and another person who worked there explaining
right, so
what happened.
So this is the guy who was getting his haircut?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was walking around behind me, and then he slipped. I was like, oh, it's fine. And then I realized he's holding scissors, and there's blood on the floor. And he goes, oh, my God, I just stabbed myself. I think he fell right on the scissors. I think he was kind of in shock, so he got up really fast and pulled him out.
From what I understand, like, if it was, like, an inch to the left or right, I mean, he would have been gone. They thought it was a stabbing. Guy gets stabbed in the center of the chest with his scissors, and the police come, and you tell him, yeah, he fell on his scissors. The story is not believable, so I don't really blame them for thinking that.
No, really, he stabbed himself.
If that's a clip from television footage, I want to see the guy who has his hair half cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, I can see that.
Yeah, like the guy on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hello, Polly and Branford.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
My freak accident was we were fishing on a boat, 6 o'clock in the morning. We went out at 4. So we had 2 liters on the bluefish rod. And so I'm putting another leader with bait on it for my buddy. He decides to cast before it's hooked on his line, and the bluefish hook went right through my hand, and he almost pulled my hand in the water.
Oh, my God.
So I had to get a pair of pliers and push the barbs through because you can't pull it out.
Oh.
And snip it.
Yeah, otherwise end up in, like, some plaque somewhere in the wall.
Yeah,
I caught a Paulie. Wasn't easy to catch this one. It took me a while to land him.
Yeah, would that count as weight?
It would. It really would, yeah.
Yeah, that barb makes it difficult. You got to push it all the way through. Right. It's the only way to get it out.
Yeah, point of no return. Yep, exactly.
Then you got to get the tetanus shot and get all that slime out of your hands. And
fishing trip over.
Yep.
Oh, and that's not just ocean slime. That's Long Island Sound slime.
Yeah, bait guts, fish mouth,
seaweed.
You know there's poo in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
There was a school of bluefish there, and he was too anxious to catch another one.
Yeah, you got to get it in there fast.
Yeah, slow your roll, pal.
Holy crap. Oh, you know what? Coronavirus would try to get in your body and say, you know what? I'm going to go down the street.
Right. When coronavirus gets sick.
There are no parking spots here.
Right. They should have just pulled blood from you and made that the vaccine for coronavirus.
Everything, really.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you.
All right. Freak accidents, 1-877-764-2535. We're coming up on AJ Shovelin's song.
Every day I'm shoveling.
Ashley, you have a freak accident?
I do, yeah.
Is this more of a dumb accident?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a dumb freak.
So dumb could be freak.
Right.
Yeah. I get very cold in the winter. Obviously, I hate being cold. I wear lots of layers. This coat that I wear every single day, I've had it for a lot of years. And one day, I was putting it on and zippering it up. And I zippered my neck.
Nice. Kind of like the sub Mary on your neck, yes.
And it made me
bleed zipper neck.
So bad. Like
zipper neck.
Like, I had
you need to tighten the skin in your neck.
Like, Band-Aids for days.
And then
it's that awkward thing of, like, you have to unzipper it. You have to cause just as much pain on the way down to free your skin.
Yep.
or leave it
there.
And that bleeds like
it does, yeah, like nothing.
Like a shaving cut. It's just a little nick, but man, it just pours blood.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm thinking of, over the course of a couple of days, you look down and you're like, okay, this shirt's unwearable now. Blood dripping down.
It's ruined.
You know, AJ has often joked she doesn't get enough oxygen to her brain. We now have proof.
Yeah, all that blood came out.
Who zippers their neck?
You did.
Right. I don't think there's another story like that.
Who does that?
Who does that?
It's like a nickname for you. Hey, zipper neck.
Hello, Jennifer.
Greetings, Chaz.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Which story did you want to hear?
There's more than
How many did you send?
Two. The one about my brother or the one about myself?
I'd like to hear yours.
Okay. So I was 17 years old, and my mom said that I could borrow her car for the evening, and anytime I drove it, I would always wash it because I wanted it to be clean. So I was in the garage, and my mother's car at the time, imagine the driver's door is open, the window is up, and it did not have a frame around it, so it's just the glass that's up.
Uh-oh.
And so I was standing outside of the car vacuuming it, and when I went to lean down into the car, I'm looking at the floor of the driver's side.
Oh, no.
I bent down with the vacuum, and I caught my left eye on the corner of the glass of the window. I stand up. No, I stand up. I'm screaming, holding my left eye, and then my right hand is still holding the nozzle of the vacuum. My mother, now the vacuum is running. My mother runs out into the garage. My mother, she's, what do I do? What do I do? My mother thought I was being electrocuted by the vacuum.
And she's there to help you.
She just stood there and froze, and she didn't know what to do. And then she just ran over and unplugged it. And she's like, are you? And I said, no, my left eye. I was terrified to look at my left eye.
Did you pop it back in?
You know, I think I popped it through the back of my head. But the only thing that I had, the only thing I had was like a burst blood vessel on the white of my eye. I was fine.
Oh, okay.
Those are painful, though.
It was painful. It hurt. It really hurt. Yeah.
You know, my freak accident is similar with an umbrella. I walked into an umbrella, went right into my eye.
Catch your
is that
red
a
eye.
Freak accident or a stupid person trick.
All in the same category.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The umbrella wasn't moving. You right, were, right. So.
That's true. How have we not made a segment from this to what, you know, we have AJ do it? Like, what, you know, whatever the trend is.
Oh, my
TikTok.
God.
Like matching TikTok?
Yeah.
AJ's TikTok moment?
AJ does it.
Right.
Can AJ match
Hot wax my face.
Right.
Right.
What I saw,
yes.
I wouldn't. Just we start with this one. This looks awful.
Have you guys, don't you guys love me at all?
People are getting their entire faces waxed in a new viral TikTok trend that dermatologists say is dumb and dangerous.
Inside their noses. Inside their ears.
How do you, I?
Goodbye eyebrows.
Does that sound like a morning show to you? Dumb and dangerous.
Dumb and dangerous. Mm. It does.
Phil found some audio. We're going to play it in a second. The latest one posted by Kappa Salon Freedom Barbershop in the Netherlands shows a barber caking a patient's face, including their eyes, with green wax as if making a mold for a horror movie. Even put wax-dipped Q-tips stuck in his nose.
Oh, why?
Wow.
To extract nasal hairs.
Oh, my God. That guy can smell gas from four states away.
Another video shows the beautician peeling the wax off another patient's face in one piece like a mask. Skin experts are warning the public against full face waxes.
Do you pull it fast? Like
so
a
that's
Band-Aid?
Your eyebrows? Everything's gone.
Eyelashes.
Right.
Everything's gone.
Everything is gone.
You cannot make a surprise look at all.
I hope both eyeballs come out with the wax
when
as well.
When you get mad, you like draw things on your face. Hang on a second, I'm angry.
Right, how do I feel tonight?
Some Sharpies.
Eyebrows slant.
Right. Now I'm surprised. Put them right up here.
Some of the videos were real strange where they're throwing balloons at their face. They have the Q-tips sticking out. They're stuck. They're set in the cold wax now on their face. And they're throwing balloons at the other end of the Q-tip. Yeah, to pop them. I don't get it.
Well, I like those people said, I'm going to make this even better.
Next step, level.
Next level.
Those are one-uppers.
There shouldn't be any levels here. This shouldn't be happening.
Well, I say this is a bit. You know, anytime there's a new TikTok challenge, AJ meets the challenge.
Okay.
We'll also, AJ meet the challenge?
No gloves or masks in sight here. So, like, they're pulling the wax off, like, this guy's skin. And, like, it's just with his bare hands.
See, putting my foot in that crock full of shaving cream.
That's the only one you did.
That was more my speed. There was no permanent damage. We just, we laughed. Remember, it was awesome.
All right, we have some audio.
There
we go. Yeah, man. Lekker, man. Kijk. Kijk.
What did he say? Licker man, cack?
I have no idea what language that is.
He said, he said lick the man's cat.
Lekker man, kijk.
Oh, no, it's just liquor make
I
me gag.
I think it says liquor my something.
Liquor makes me gag. That's it, AJ.
What's a cack?
You know exactly what a cack
if
is.
If you're in Boston.
Liquor man, cack.
Was he pointing down?
Liquor my cack.
Was he born? Yeah.
It's a man cack, he said.
Mon cack.
Because it's his.
Liquor man, cack. Right. Look at Mondew.
All right.
Gek.
That's when he rips the Q-tips out of his nose.
Ow.
Sounds like he's yanking at his cack.
Have you ever plucked one hair out of your nose?
Yes.
Not
just one.
Fun at all.
Yeah, you get that stray one, you're like, bing. Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to pluck those.
Yeah.
No,
do.
Apparently not.
When they're hanging out.
I think you're supposed to trim them, right?
Well, yeah.
When it's a curb feeler, yes.
Well, what happens is you hear that you don't want to shave them because it'll grow back bushier. Who wants bushes hanging out of their nose besides Beef Man?
Right. They come to the mustache.
So the wisdom is, well, then we got to pluck them.
Boink. Yeah.
All you have to do is you do it once, and you say, you know what? I'll deal with the bushes coming out of my nose.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, once your vision comes back from
wait,
the tears.
What?
I get like these random nose hairs. Like all of a sudden, like Tuesday, you know, Monday.
Yeah, we all
fine.
Do. We get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got one coming out.
You yank it.
It's like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, exactly. It's grabbing a boink.
Really?
Yeah.
The random Tuesday nose hair.
Exactly right. That's what I call it. It's weird. You mentioned that, yes. Random Tuesday nose hair.
Really?
Yep.
Can we, the next time you have one, record it?
If you want to.
We'd like to.
I know it's must-see TV, but go for it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to pull those.
What am I supposed to do, like, put hang ornaments on it?
No, they make little
that
scissors.
That would actually be great.
Right.
Put a little bow.
Time in my nose hair.
Yeah, no. You got to yank them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you could take an electric razor right. or a pair of scissors.
When you're driving the car and you're heading someplace to meet someone, you don't have time to go, nying, nying, and just go, you just reach and go, I feel something. Boink. Your eyes chirp for a second. You almost hit the oncoming traffic. You're good.
Oh.
Now we know what AJ does when he drives.
Yep.
I have this thing when I'm getting very close to the point where they need to be cut down, trimmed back like hedges.
Like what they do on the highway over here with the trees?
I'll put my middle finger like up my nose
and I'll feel
the hair.
Right.
And for some reason, it's comforting.
Something's touching me back.
You know how like a dog, like you rub their chest and their leg goes like, ah, that's it. It's weird. That's like, it just has to be just right. And I'm like,
see, I sneeze.
That feels good.
I sneeze.
Oh, when you do that?
Yeah. You ever get that random ear hair that just pops out of nowhere also on that,
yes.
that piece of cartilage right here where your ear begins?
Yeah. Mm. It's not inside my ear. It's on like the little outside part. Yeah,
All of a sudden there's a tree there. Like, what the hell happened? I was like, bink.
I don't struggle with stray ear hairs.
Oh, trust me. You'll begin those.
I don't think so.
You just cover them with your bangs.
I don't think that's a woman thing.
Some girls get boob hairs.
I don't have any of those either, thank you.
Oh, I think she does. Oh, I saw your face.
What is a boob hair?
I don't
have
your face.
Do the math. Boob and a hair. Put it together.
I've never seen one because I have none on my body.
You know what the worst thing is?
What's that?
When, and you know this happens to everyone. I'm not making fun or whatever.
Okay, what happened?
Kind of, but not.
Well, when
a woman has a random hair coming out their chin.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got that little curl to it.
They call it the little pixie.
I think that's a
not
witch.
By the hair of my chin.
Chin. Right.
You know, my whole life I heard that. And then I see one. I'm like, oh, there's
little pig.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin.
You're the little pig. Which did not work out for Grandma.
What do you do with that? Do you take tweezers?
You yank it. You yank it. You pull it like you're starting a lawnmower.
Oh.
Like a chainsaw.
Yeah, you don't want to take an electric razor. There's nothing less sexy than...
You just wax your face.
Yeah.
Well, just wax your face.
Here we go. We're at TikTok. That's why.
And we're right back.
My health teacher.
Okay, so this is... Now we know the origins of...
My health teacher.
We've just proved this point.
My health teacher in high school. She had like 4 or 5 of them. She had like almost like...
4 or 5.
Yeah, almost like an Abe Lincoln thing going on. Yeah, it's called Big Rig. Hey, yo. Yep.
Like spring onions, just ring.
Exactly, right.
That's
like,
tough.
Like when you lift that, like that plywood and there's all those weird grass growing underneath it in the lawn. Yeah.
So at that point, you just gave up, right? Like, are you not looking in the mirror anymore? Or is your mirror so small your chin isn't in the shot?
Right.
Like, do you not know?
You
never touch your chin?
Well, she's
like, as you're thinking, when you're pensive, you know?
Right.
Well, she wanted to brand like Fu Manchu, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
And no one told her?
No. It was our secret.
Is this the one that pulled up her dress on you?
No, that was my kindergarten teacher. Oh. Miss Sheridan.
Excuse me?
This was 11th grade in high school. Big Rig, we called her. Big Rig Valder.
Big Rig.
Yeah.
Aww,
that's her face.
Poor lady.
Yeah, I do feel bad for her.
You know, no, like you never made fun of a teacher, really?
No, I did. It doesn't mean I can't feel bad now about
it. But you
it.
Do it to her
I
face. It's okay. She had no idea. We were sweet as pie.
That makes it so much worse.
Shut up, Phil.
Well, what do you think he's saying to us behind our back?
I know! I don't want to know.
We were sweet as pie. She had no idea.
It makes me smile.
Yeah. All right. Tell Ashley about the woman who would, the teacher who would flash.
Miss Sheridan. Yeah.
Flash?
Miss Sheridan. Yeah. She was this big old lady in kindergarten.
Big is fine. She enjoys food.
Yeah. Everybody's big when you're in kindergarten.
Exactly. Right.
That's true.
Well, she was like monstrous. Like she was a tall person.
We're trying to smooth this out for you.
You know what?
Sorry. She's trying to help you.
She's been dead about 50 years by now. But in any event, she, if you were like leaning back in your chair, she accused you of trying to look up her dress, which was impossible because the dress went all the way to her friggin'
ankles.
And
you're in kindergarten.
Yeah, I'm in kindergarten. So what she would do is she would deliberately just grab her dress and pull it up, and there'd be these big white, what do you call those, the slip thing going
Blumbers.
On there? Yeah. And she'd be like, looking at my dress, and spin around. Yeah, this lady was certified.
Did this
nuts.
Really happen?
Yes,
is this
did.
Your imagination?
No, trust me, you cannot. In no way can you like imagine this.
And it happened many times.
Wait, so would she call you out first? Like, AJ Mano, Mano, AJ, whatever your new name is?
Say, like, you know, sometimes you lean back in your chair. You just kind of lean back. If she was walking by, she would think you'd try and look up her dress. It's impossible because her dress is about four feet down below you.
And
it's like, look at my dress! Ah! And she's like, just spin around.
She did this little song?
She goes, looking at my dress!
And she'd spin around.
She'd spin around, yeah. Nuts. Nuts, I'm telling you.
I think you're confusing this with Newsoo Review.
No, trust me on this.
Henrietta Hippo?
No, trust me on this. No.
I'll bet $10 that if you look up Henrietta Hippo, she does something with her dress like that.
You know, it may come as a shock to you people, but I actually had a life before you.
And you did?
And things do happen.
Another
like
t-shirt.
History. History happened.
You're going to be history in a second. Shut up.
Doors I'm agreeing open. With you.
And they close, okay?
Things happen.
Trust me, I probably could have sued her. If that happened nowadays.
Oh, that would never happen.
Yeah,
now.
No, this is back in the day when the teachers could beat the crap out of you. Mm. They locked me one time in the copy room where they held all the stuff, all the caustic stuff.
Caustic.
Yeah, well, they know the ditto paper stuff, the smelly stuff.
Yeah, supply closet.
I got locked in that room for about an hour.
What did you do?
I was a wise ass.
At least you know that.
Big shocker. Thank you.
It's all about AJ.
Technically, you people brought it there.
Hey, Bob, you ever photograph AC/DC?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good. They were the loudest band at Madison Square Garden last time I saw them.
Really?
No kidding.
On earplugs.
Did you photograph them with Bon Scott or Brian Johnson?
Well, this was more recently. It was in like about 10 years ago, I think.
Okay.
All right, so Johnson.
But I'm trying to remember. You know what I did? They played at the Academy of Music or someplace in New York, and then they did a secret show at CBGB's.
Hey, Bob, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you talk into your mouthpiece?
Oh. Yeah, is that better?
Oh, 100%.
Much better. Look at you.
Oh, good. Sorry. Yeah, the iPhone speakers and all the best. Phone's great, but the speaker, I don't know.
I knew you were on an iPhone.
Anyway, I photographed them at AC/DC did a secret show at CBGB's in the 70s. And so I took some pictures of them there.
Oh, man.
It's on my
show.
Website, bobgruen.com.
Iconic place, but it smelled awful.
Yeah, like urine.
Well, oh, my
Hilly
God.
Hilly had these two dogs, you see, that he left in the club all night to kind of keep a guard for them.
Yep.
But he never really cleaned up behind them. So
no.
You had to step carefully in CBGB.
Yes, you did.
It was part of the ambiance.
How did you know the secret show was happening? Did you luck out? Or did someone tell you?
Probably somebody told me. I have a lot of contacts.
I like that you don't even remember. That says a lot about you.
Well, it's only 40 years ago.
Yeah, really. It's only happened last week.
I remember being there. I remember taking the picture.
See, there you go.
Does that count?
It definitely did. Yep.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Still a couple minutes to donate during this show for Coplick's Coats for a Cause, and all the donations will buy coats for folks who are sleeping outside without that coat. And the coat is like a sleeping bag, keeping nice and warm.
It's amazing.
Go to the radio station website, please. Bob Gruen is on. He's a rock photographer. John Lennon, Elton John, like you name it. Kiss in Japan.
He's got photos of
The Clash. This guy's done it.
Yep.
So who else at
CBGB's?
I didn't
get around. who else? Everybody. There's a whole list. There's actually a book of CBGB. We did a photo, I think about a third of the pictures are mine. Everybody from bands like the Miamis, the Talking Heads, but then there's also... Cramps. What was the tin one? I don't know. You know, CBGB's was open 365 days a year. They were open on Christmas, on New Year's. They never closed. Every night there were eight bands playing.
Wow.
For over 30 years. And people say, like, oh, CBGB's was where people got famous, like Patti Smith and Television and Debbie Harry and, you know, Blondie. But there's about seven or eight, and after Living Color, you kind of start running out of people who are famous.
Yeah.
And you get into the other 35,000 bands that play at CBGB.
Well, it's a great place to showcase. That's why the band I was with was there for showcasing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also because Hilly wasn't the
it
kind of owner who really wanted to make a lot of money.
It's all about AJ.
So, a lot of these bands you saw, they weren't a thing then. Like The Clash, probably the first time you photographed them, they were a really great bar band, and then they become world famous, right?
The Clash actually never had to play bars. They started in small theaters. The first time I saw them was at an art college in London.
Wow.
For about 1,500 people. They started kind of mid-range. They never played a show that wasn't sold out. Every single show they ever played was sold out.
That's almost unbelievable.
And, but they were just starting out when I saw them, and they were small. But a lot of other bands that I've seen, like the ones at CBGB's, were definitely bar bands. I mean, and a lot of them were terrible. The Ramones were just barely getting it together. But the thing about CBGB's is that Hilly didn't want to make a lot of money. The owner, Hilly Kristal, he just wanted a place to relax. And he didn't really care if a band brought a lot of people in. If they brought enough people in to buy enough beers that he could pay the rent, that was enough. And so he got a lot, and he didn't really audition. If he wanted to play, you could play. If you played on Monday night and anybody liked you, then maybe he'd let you play on a Wednesday. And if you drew more people, then you could get a weekend. But it really, it was a place where bands could learn how to play. Especially at the beginning, most of the audience was other musicians. So if Blondie was on, the audience was Patti Smith and the New York Dolls and, you know, Tom Verlaine, Richard Hell. And then next week they would be on the stage. And so everybody's hanging out with everybody. So when you got on stage, you had to have something new, something they hadn't seen you wearing last week or a song they didn't see you play last month. Because there weren't that many bands, and bands got to play pretty often.
And I'm
so
guessing
it kind of was a competitive, friendly competitive scene. Everybody was friends, but everybody wanted to be a little better, a little show off than the other people. You know?
And the cool thing was,
so that really encouraged them to learn to get better.
The hallway leading to the bathrooms, all the bands would sign that wall. It was like a who's who down there.
Well, there was, yes, the bathrooms were kind of raunchy. The people were pretty drunk and didn't really take care of things. And there was a lot of drugs in those days, so Hilly didn't want people doing drugs in the bathroom. So he took the doors off the bathroom so you couldn't have privacy, which is a little odd thing about the place. But, yes, the dressing rooms, actually, I remember describing to some Japanese musicians that this was the artwork of thousands of musicians contributing to the artwork on the wall, which was quite a mess of posters and stickers and graffiti. Every band had a sticker, and they were all on top of each other.
We're linked up to Bob's website, and you can check out his work and get his books there if you love rock and legendary rockers. These are great books, and he helped us with the toy drive.
Yeah, thank you.
Book and autograph.
I got the book for my dad for Christmas. He loves it.
Oh, that's cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm good. Right place, right time. My new autobiography is getting a lot of good reviews. People seem to like it a lot.
Cool.
What is not to like about this, really? Bob, back in the day, it wasn't digital cards, rolls of film. You ever take a roll of film that you just found somewhere and say, I wonder what's on here, develop it, and then discover you had something amazing?
Not too often, but I do recall one time John Yoko played a concert at Madison Square Garden, which is the only live concert that John, you know, actually advertised and got tickets. It was a benefit for the Willowbrook School. And I shot a lot of film that day. There was an afternoon show and an evening. I was just shooting away, taking tons of pictures, went home, developed everything. Got great pictures, had everything developed, and about a month or maybe 2 months later, when I was deep cleaning in my camera bag, there was a roll of film that had slipped into the lining, and I developed it. It was from the encore of that Madison Square Garden John Yoko show.
That's wild.
Well, I guess so, the answer to my question
I did find
is
something good.
Capitalized underline.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I found something good.
Hidden treasure. That's a case full of gold change.
That's another book.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't happen too often. I'm pretty careful about things like that.
Well, Bob, thanks for coming on. We always just have a couple minutes with you because you don't like getting up early.
It is a little early for me, but nowadays I'm an adult. I can get up.
All right, we're linked up.
Also, because there's no place to go at night. You know, it's not like I'm staying out late or anything.
This is true.
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your friendship. We're going to get you back
on
to talk about more stuff. Bob Gruen, rock photographer, linked up to all things Bob Gruen on the radio station website. Thank you, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.